This is Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools, the North Shore School District 112. We're a pre-K through 8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers, its students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. Today, we are interviewing Sergio Gonzalez, principal at Northwood Middle School. He is one of two middle school principals in North Shore School District 112, and he's completing his first year with us. And what a year it's been. In this episode, we're going to learn more about Sergio's leadership story, his career aspirations, proud moments, and thoughts regarding anything that he wishes to share. Thank you for joining us, Sergio. It's a pleasure to have you on Lighthouse 112.
Hey, Mike, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm really excited. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous. This is not my first podcast, though. I have to give a shout out to John Wozniak. He's a principal over in the Chicago Ridge, Oak Lawn area. So I did do a podcast last year. So it's I love them. I think podcasts, they bring us back to meaningful social dialogue. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Facebook, love Twitter, love Instagram, all those different things to share our communication, our narrative. But podcasts, we talk about meaningful things and we get to extend that dialogue. So I'm very thankful to be here.
Oh, grateful that you're here. Can't wait to learn more about you and your background and have our listeners get to know one of our principals. I think it's pretty neat. We're going to have to tag John in our social media so he knows he has a shout out and then he can listen and reacquaint himself with you, Sergio. So why don't you start by sharing a little bit about your background? Tell us who you are as a person.
Absolutely. So I am a Southsider. I'm from the south side of Chicago. I grew up over by the Pilsen back of the Yards area and then moved towards the Midway area. And then from there went towards by St. Rita High School, 79th and Western. So I have my roots, my lineage over there in the south side. Ended up in Oak Lawn. Lived there for my middle school, high school career, and attended St. Rita High School, Brother Rice. And I mention these things because both of those schools really are about family, core values, school values, and something I see that aligns here in the North Shore and Northwood, especially. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. But super family oriented person. Parents, they're. And they have amazing immigrant stories. They're both from Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. I'm gonna go Spanish and English a little bit at times, but very, very blessed to have this opportunity as a principal here at the North Shore, at North Shore District 112 and at Northwood. So attended U of I at Champaign-Urbana, first in the family to graduate here in the United States from a university, and blessed and privileged. It's an honor. Education has always been huge in my family. My parents, they were a couple courses away from being certified teachers in Mexico, but they, life circumstances made them move over here, and very proud of them, very proud of their story, like I mentioned before. I didn't start off in education in college. I wanted to work at Leo Burnett. I wanted to be in the advertising, the PR game. But ended up working at a company called Cintas. I'm sure once I mention them, you're going to see them all over the place. They're a one-stop shop. Shout out to Cintas there.
But tag them as well on social media, Sergio. Absolutely.
but start off as a management trainee, was promoted into a sales role, a field sales role, and a really cool experience. Had an opportunity to learn a lot of social skills, communication skills there, and really develop as a professional. But around the 2009 area, that's when I was like, okay, this isn't for me. This doesn't make me happy. This doesn't make me feel positive. And I had a opportunity to network with people that were in education, and they're like, yeah, you should check it out. You should come in and go to, check out the Dominican University program and apply for their master's in education as a career changer. So I did. And from there, you know, enrolled in Dominican University. During that time, transition time, I was coaching over at Mount Carmel High School. I was a JV soccer coach over there, and trying to get my sub license and trying to see what I can do, where I can fit in. And I ended up having an opportunity.
We're getting to know Sergio Gonzalez, principal at Northwood Middle School in North Shore School District 112. Like many educators, Sergio started a career in a different field and then realized that his calling was service and his calling was education. Let's listen some more and find out what happened when Sergio made the transition from the private sector to public education.
To work at the Manheim District 83 as a teacher's assistant, and I did it all there. You know, that's where I've stayed the longest so far as a professional in education. I was a paraprofessional, started off as a TA, worked maintenance in the summers. I was a fourth grade bilingual teacher, sixth through eighth grade bilingual, ELA and social studies, and then eighth grade ELA. So I've been in different realms and different parts of the education game. And I'm very appreciative because the one thing that I learned from that is that you get to learn from others and you get to collaborate with others. And that's kind of been the theme of my career is collaboration, processing, continuous improvement. And that's what I really value and try and bring as a principal, a building leader here in North Shore.
So Sergio, after you left your management career and your sales career, have you ever looked back and said, gosh, I wonder what a career in management or a career in marketing or PR would have been? Did you ever look back and say, what if?
You know, sometimes I think that I never look back and say, hey, I made a wrong decision by transitioning from one career to another, but I'm definitely more appreciative of what I learned in that area. I get to work and support so many people, students. That's why I'm here. You know, that's why I'm here because I love education. I believe in education. Like I said before, my parents were teachers. Education really provided me with the tools and opportunities to be successful in life as a person and as a professional. And I want to make sure that I'm able to provide that for others. And so I felt empowered through education. I want to empower others through education. And that's why I'm here.
I think it's great. I guarantee your parents are extremely proud of you. I know that I am as your superintendent and, you know, supervisor, so to speak, and everything. And I think that everybody that encounters you and works with you senses your immediate passion, drive, purpose, and mission-driven, values-based leadership. So tell us a little bit more about your career. You really were a fourth through eighth grade teacher, coach, yes, parapro. So you really got it, Spanish, English. You were involved in everything.
Yeah, absolutely. After Manheim, my career in Manheim, which I'm very grateful. Every place that I've worked at, I'm so grateful for the people that I've met, people that I've learned from, and the people I was able to lead with. And I received amazing coaching there, and then I received amazing coaching over at District 45 as an assistant principal at Jefferson Middle School. Had an amazing principal in Raul Gaston. He's really involved in the IPA, you know, leadership over in DuPage.
Can I give him a shout out? I've had a chance to work with him through some work with the state board. That man is wonderful, impressive. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Now I know why you speak so highly of him, and I can absolutely see his impact and legacy on you. So shout out to Raul as well. We're just going to keep shouting people out in this interview. Sorry for interrupting you, but he deserved that shout out. So you were his assistant principal at Jefferson Middle School in District 45?
Correct. Yes. Okay. And amazing community, learned a lot in regards to what it means to be an administrator, learned a lot from the teachers there, and that really prepared me to be a principal. You know, I really am I'm grateful for the District 45 community, but they really prepared me to be here and take that next step, and I'm lucky that there was an opportunity here in the North Shore District.
I think we're very lucky and we're very fortunate, and I think that the roughly 500 students at Northwood, currently junior high, located at Elm Place, soon to be middle school, located back at 945 North Avenue, are going to be real happy to have Sergio Gonzalez as the founding principal of the new middle school that is construction in process. Wow, that's a whole lot to say. Talk to us about your first year here in North Shore School District 112 as a principal with all this transition and change going on around you.
You know, it's been such an interesting and unique and challenging and dynamic and exciting year as a first year principal. I thought the biggest challenge for me this year was going to be like, all right, bus staging and making sure that everyone feels safe and secure and engaged in a new old school. I'm going to say that, you know, respect yes. to Elm Place. But, you know, we reopened a school that wasn't open for a while. And so that was a challenge in itself, but the pandemic that took it to a whole different level. And, but with that said, and this is a true testament to your leadership and Dr. Schrader's leadership and central office, building administration, teacher leaders, staff leaders, it's been so collaborative, Mike, and so many different structures and more than structures and strategy, the people have been so amazing here at the North Shore and truly supportive and providing grace towards me as a first year principal and saying like, hey, we believe in you, continue, we have your back. And that's been such a great thing that I'm thankful for specifically for my Northwood staff as well. Amazing teachers, they're doing such a great job, such a great community with the parents, with the students, resilience. And that kind of brings me along with the whole like St. Rita Brother Rice vibe, because Northwood has some special, they have some great traditions, very special traditions. They have that whole, they have this whole saying of that really resonates with me is once a Husky, always a Husky. And that extends, that's big. That's a big, big statement. And I appreciate that because it reminds me of my St. Rita Brother Rice days.
Well, you know, it's cool. The night you were selected and formally approved by the board, I thought that your welcome ceremony from the Northwood staff and students and PTO, the parents, was just tremendous and respectful and beautiful. And it was such a neat way to come on board that I hope your entire experience with us is that welcoming and warm and collaborative. Sergio, we are so grateful to you again for joining us today. We're so proud to learn about your background, your family history, the value of education, your Southside roots, go White Sox. We're really proud of your great work on behalf of students in our district today and every day. And it really is fantastic to have you on Lighthouse 112 to share the voice of a building leader, especially during this really strange COVID-19 remote education scenario. I would love for you to pivot a little bit, reflect and talk with us. What the heck is going on? We've had 7 weeks of working at home, and I really want to, you know, specify it's not working from home. None of us chose to be home working. It's working at home, and we're at the homes of all of our families. What's on your mind? I'm eager and curious to hear the principal's viewpoint of the District 112 transformation to remote education.
So for me, and before I mention anything, I know this week currently is Teacher and Education Staff Appreciation Week, and I just want to give a big shout out and a big thank you to all the teachers and education staff members that support our kids, that invest in the futures of our children that attend schools all over the nation. So I'm grateful for them, and thank you for all your hard work and dedication. But in regards to what's going on with remote learning, it's unprecedented. It's historical. It's obviously, you know, we would love to be in a traditional brick and mortar school together, fostering those human and social connections. But right now what's happening is that there's innovation, there's collaboration happening. There is this eagerness to support our students, to connect with our students in so many different ways. You know, we've become more, we're definitely, you know, within the district mission and our mission, there's this unified community sense. And that's what's happening right now with teachers and education staff members. We're all in it together. We're supporting each other. We're learning with each other and learning from each other, which is a huge, huge thing.
I think it's wonderful. I'm echoing your sentiments, truly grateful for our district's teachers, education support staff, all of you at the building level. Our board continues to be phenomenal. Our parent community is absolutely phenomenal. What are some like top of mind aha moments? Like, wow, this is actually really neat. This might be a silver lining. Are you having any of those epiphany moments?
Absolutely. One of the silver linings for me is to really to see, like I mentioned before, like to see people coming together, but also to really innovate in regards to how we do things. So even the collaboration within building to building, you know, Zoom meetings is so quick. You're able to access each other in a very, very streamlined manner. And that's being seen right now with teachers and students, and that need of saying like, hey, I want to see you. I want to check in with you. And you know, what's been amazing is the student resiliency and the student innovation. Our student council, our student ambassadors, are the students that lead the Husky News Network. They're out of this world amazing. They're producing some amazing footage, some content to share out with the community. So they're the ones that are driving our school narrative. And that's something that, you know, we as adults can learn from. You know, they're the most resilient ones. They're the ones that are pushing things out, that are bringing people together, that are bringing normalcy, happiness, positivity. So that's been a huge silver lining. Student voice.
Absolutely love it. I'm thrilled that you are at the helm of Northwood. I'm thrilled that this December or January coming up, ideally we'll be able to move into the new middle school. That is absolutely our plan. That is absolutely our hope. With all of the transition and upsetting of the apple cart and changes, I think moving mid-year will actually be far less impactful than it's been to shift to this remote education. We'll find out, obviously. We'll see in real time. I applaud you celebrating the student voice. I'm grateful to you for amplifying the teacher voice. And I want to thank you for being a member of District 112 and being the head Husky. As it is, as you know, our motto is inspire, innovate, and engage. And I'm proud to say that I know you do that. And now I think our listeners have a better window into you. Any final thoughts before we close this episode of Lighthouse 112?
Again, thank you so much for having me here. Thank you to all our teachers, education staff, our parents, our students, community members. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your understanding and your patience. You know, we're learning. We're growing, and we're going to continue to be better and stronger because of this.
Thank you so much, Sergio, and thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112. Thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools in the North Shore School District 112. We're a PK-8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers and students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, and engage. This podcast can be listened to and heard on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and other sources are being added all the time. Please check back and subscribe to us to stay current with what's going on in North Shore School District 112. Please also visit our website at www.nssd112.org. Thank you so much for listening and for your interest.